What did you say? Your name is what?
My name is Silas.
Oh, my gosh.
I told you like five times already.
Like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hey, welcome to the Worshiping Musician Summit here. I got
Silas. I can't wait for you to say my name.
Silas. I have to do it 100 times every day.
You get 50 tries. Only 50 tries, man. 50 tries.
Hey, you know what? Thank you for joining us. And we have a couple questions here for you. For this guy.
For me, yeah.
Oh, man. Wait a minute. What's going on? But listen, look. At the Worshiping Musician Summit, July 28, 29, we're going to have it here at New Creation Church. I want you to come out. It's going to be fun. I believe God has a word for you. Hey, look, I just want to say something really quick for you. I believe that God is raising up warriors.
Amen. I believe it, yeah.
I think we're in a transition of warriors. And here's the thing about warriors. They go to war, and they're prepared. They get prepared. A warrior's not just made up or born. You can't just say, oh, I'm born a warrior.
Yeah. They're raised up.
The warriors are raised up. They're trained by their fathers. That's what the scripture says. And some are trained that didn't have fathers. But here, check this out. The main thing is that a warrior is trained. That's my word for you. But you know what? I want to interview Silas.
Silas. That's try number Silas. Two. Oh, I'm counting. I keep counting. Okay. I told you 50.
Silas. Yeah. I'm going to finally get it, but check it out. And I have a couple of questions. Silas is going to be with us on Saturday.
Not singing.
You know what? I asked this
guy. I only sing in nursing homes.
Because they're dead. No, but check it out. I asked this guy. I don't even know why. But I asked this guy, hey, do you know any comedians? And he goes, yeah, I know a couple. He's trying to take me to some other guys. And then finally, I find out, this guy is a comedian.
Yeah.
And I'm going like...
Well, I've done comedy before.
He's done comedy before. I think we're all comedians in some way or another.
Right.
But look, I just want to ask you, how long have you been doing it?
Well, I've been...
And what happened? How did that come up?
I mean, we've all been making people laugh all our lives,
right?
I just decided that, you know what, I'm going to give this a shot about 2019, 4 or 5 years
okay,
ago.
Okay,
yeah, I've done a couple of gigs, but not a whole lot. Okay. But it's been funny. I've really enjoyed it.
Okay, look, check it out. He said something that I know that somebody's going to maybe ask questions about. He said gigs. I'm a jazz musician, okay? And we say gigs. So a gig is just a job.
Yeah, just a job.
You're playing at a conference or you're playing... at a wedding or whatever it is, a gig is a job. That's all it is.
Yeah.
So don't freak out that he's saying something crazy.
Well, officially, I would say 4 years, but I've been wanting to do official like gig-based comedy for many years.
And so he's going to be with us on Saturday around right after lunch. We're going to have lunch and then come on out and eat. Make sure you register, worshipingmusician.com, go to events.
I'm just glad I'm not before lunch, man, because that's stressful.
I hope nobody gets sick. No, just kidding. But anyway, how should Christians view comedy? Because people have a different views about different things. How should a Christian
They do. I think people think, you know, being a Christian, you're all serious and you're holy and all that kind of stuff. But I see God as funny, man. Look, he made you, right?
Watch it now. Look, he's picking up
easy. I mean, I look at God and I go, man, he must really have a sense of humor. Yeah, some of the animals are funny. Have you seen kangaroos? They look funny. Ostriches, they're funny.
Right?
I mean,
zebras
are funny. And so humans are funny too. And so we're made in his image, right? That's what it says.
You know,
we're
so
made in his image. So if we're funny and we can laugh, we're made as an image, man.
Yeah.
So he's got to be funny too.
Would you say there's any challenges that you might have sometimes in doing something like this stand-up comedy for Christians or even if it's a clean venue, let's just say.
Well,
if
such sometimes people have a hard time laughing at themselves, I think especially in this
That's
day and age,
That's very
man,
true.
Like, I'll say something about some group or something like that, and people are like, ooh, you can't say that, or even Christians say that, you know?
There's
certain things that are taboo, you know, and I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to make a light of any of it, but that's what I sense for the most part.
So, you told me earlier that you're married and got four kids.
I got four kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Four daughters, man.
Oh,
four
man.
Four daughters. Four
so,
daughters.
So you got good aim or you got four rifles?
Ah, I forgot how to change gears. That's what it is. I got second gear.
Okay, so you have four daughters. You're married, of course.
Yeah.
So, how does your family think about you doing comedy? Do they think you're funny?
Well, they do think... I know when my oldest daughter is kind of like me. I know she doesn't want me to mention this, but she's kind of funny.
Okay.
When the two of us are chatting, we're always laughing.
Yeah.
Always laughing. So there's a lot of humor. My mom's funny. She's always cracking jokes.
Wow.
So to me, it's like, it kind of runs in the family, to be honest with you.
That's good.
So,
So they think it's okay?
Or they love it. My wife might show up.
Okay.
But she's gonna make me nervous, man. So I'm gonna have to make sure she's.
We'll try to sit her somewhere in the back or something. Put a mask or something.
Somebody outside, I don't see her.
No,
yeah.
But you know what? I want you to come out. I really do. We're looking forward to seeing you. I believe, like I said earlier, I believe God has a word for you. We're gonna have Vivian Hibbard, Joshua Marcel from Austin, and then we're gonna have Dr. Bill Fong, good friend of mine, my mentor actually. He's gonna be out here. Myself, my wife. So we're gonna have some good topics. We're gonna talk about songwriting. We're gonna talk about how to be a better worshiper. Even if you're not a musician, how can you be a better worshiper? I mean, like, even today, honestly, even today, I actually saw this guy raise his hand for the first time. No, I'm just kidding.
I raise my hand all the time.
I was just messing with it. But you know what? Sometimes we don't know. We don't know. You know, even if you're not a musician, you're like, oh, you know, I know it says worshiping musician summit, but worshiping is the worshiping you that we're after.
Amen.
In who you are. In God, in Christ. And so anyway, we're gonna have a good time, and I want you to come out. Stay tuned for some more information. I'm so glad that you're coming, man.
I'm excited.
Thank you very much, bro.
Thanks for having me, man. It's
gonna be powerful.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's gonna be really good. Is there any last words or anything you want to
say? No, I mean, just come and let's have a good time.
Yeah,
let's have a good time.
Let's go and just offer up a prayer to the Lord.
Because David danced before the Lord, right? That means he was having a good time, right?
I think so.
Right?
I think so. And then he got naked.
I know.
Something happened. He danced and everything fell out.
He forgot about himself.
Yeah,
he was focused on the Lord.
He was focused
that's the way I look at it. That's really good. You know?
So let's just go and say a prayer for you guys right now. Father, we just thank you. We just bless you. We give you thanks, Lord. We ask you that those that are going to be here, that they'll be here. And I give you all the glory, Lord. This is for you. This is not for us. This is for you, Lord. And I give you all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. All right.